Transformation is the work of fire via the shifting from one state to another state through heat, friction, effort. So if you can, if you're going through this, crucible time, notice the impulse to escape from whatever is surfacing. And if you can, stay with it. What is it like to sit in the fire of emotions that feel almost intolerable? What is it like to sit in the fire of truths that we'd rather not face?
Hello, and welcome to Priestess of Ordinary Things, a podcast for spiritual misfits, modern mystics, and folks of all genders tasked with tending the sacred within everyday life. My name is Kate Fontana. I'm a psychic, a pagan priestess with Christian vibes, and mentor to the spiritual fringe. I help spiritual misfits like you connect in down-to-earth ways to your innate resilient center and to nurture reluctant leaders on their sacred priestess path. Welcome.
Before our episode today,
I wanted to take the chance to share about a new upcoming and free offering for spiritual misfits, sacred activists, and those of you who are tending the holy ground of everyday life amidst these changing times. This is for you if you're seeking greater connection, resilience, and joy amidst your life of sacred service. It's called How Not to Burn Out While the World Burns Down, and it's happening live September 5th through the 9th. This is for you if you're a giver, a doer, a make things happener, and you're good at it. If you're the person who people go to for, well, everything, if you make sure everyone else is taken care of first, but also if you chronically overgive, that is, give more than actually feels good to do, and then end up feeling resentful and depleted, or if you feel guilty or find it difficult to rest and enjoy life while so much suffering is present in our world, or if your normal, calm, cool, and collected has recently been interrupted by low-grade irritability, anxiety, or discontent, or bigger inexplicable feelings of grief, anger, irritability, and rage. I've created this offer to help big-hearted, spiritually in-tune people like you live and lead sustainably and with joy while being in deep service to our troubled world. This is also a chance to get a peek into my upcoming paid offer, Priestess School, a sacred leadership apprentice for the spiritual fringe, which starts September 25th. Participants of How Not to Burn Out will be invited to enroll at a very special rate. So even if you can't make all the live portions, I really encourage you to enroll. Oh, and did I mention it's free? So I'm hoping you'll join me in September for How Not to Burn Out While the World Burns Down. I'll put the link to enroll in the show notes. And if you have any other big-hearted, about to burn out people in your life, I'd be so grateful if you'd share it with them.
And now for today's episode.
Hello, good listeners. Today, as we near the final days of summer, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, we're going to talk about fire. Fire season, fire element, and how to both leverage and live in a little more balance in relationship to fire. At this time, I'm coming to you from the Northern Hemisphere, right, where we've been solidly in fire season for a bit now. And I'll invite us to consider and play with fire as an actual being, an elemental force that exists in the created world and in the invisible world, in the cosmos, and which can be both a powerful ally and a devastating force. So to give you a little illustration, I'm going to start with a story. This past month has been super fun and super full. I was finishing up a chaplaincy internship, squeezing in assignments and clinical hours. It's summer, right? So I've been outside and hanging with friends and doing this and that and having as much fun as possible. I also ran a brand new course, and I'm preparing for a priestess school launch, and I went backpacking 2 out of the 4 weekends in August. I'd planned to go to a cabin with friends this past weekend, but early in the week, I was already feeling tired by the thought of it, so I canceled. I was also planning to go camping again tomorrow, until last Saturday morning, I woke up with sore throat, stuffy nose, and fever of 100.3. So I'm having a nice low-key camp out at home. You can maybe hear it in my voice. Body was like, yeah, we're not going to do all that. So sorry I pushed you to this, body, but I hear you now. I'm hoping this paints a picture of some of the beauty and risk of playing with fire and living through fire season. Fire is the energetic spirit being of creative transformation. They have a double-edged power to nurture through warmth and creative mutability, as well as to take down in a destructive inferno. Fire element shows themselves through the light of the sun, the metabolic process of digestion, creative play, generosity and generativeness of summer, and the sharpness of the mind. In balance, they give us the gifts of quick wit, passion, decisive action, spice of life. Out of balance, fire element can show up as irritability, physical inflammation, destructive anger, or like I just did, overdoing it to the point of burnout or illness. In many ways, we've been in the fire as a collective for a while now. This is a threshold time with fire leading the charge. And this takes many shapes. The destruction of warfare, the hot friction of polarization, relational ruptures, sudden change, and the natural world in turmoil, even actual literal fire like we most recently saw in Maui. It is also about ingenuity and new understandings emerging, providing insight, clarity, and visibility to things once obscured, like the deeply entrenched underbelly of white supremacy in our nation, which has always been there and all too well known by our Black and Brown communities, becoming in recent years globally visible. In the human body, the primary system of the fire element is the digestive system, which in many traditional medicines is the seat of health. We might understand that we are going through a massive collective digestion, a transformative metabolic process where what nutrients are possible to assimilate are absorbed and everything else is discarded. Now, I'm no astrologer, so go talk to one if this next piece sounds interesting to you. But as I was considering this aspect of fire element, it brought to mind the planet Pluto and its little dip in this past spring into Aquarius. This was kind of a much talked about event in the astrology world. So as just sort of a astrology fangirl, it crossed my path. So Pluto is the ruler of wealth, death, and transformation, among other things. But given these pieces, it's one of the governors of how resources are distributed through a system and for transforming those systems, sometimes through destructive or unlikable means. What many astrologers were saying was that this was a taste of the collective process we'll be going through when Pluto settles into Aquarius next year for a longer 20-year period. These are times of revolution, invention, and collective transformation. These are fire times. So it may be a good time to get a little more comfy with fire's transformative flame, because we may be here for a minute. That's the big picture, right? So let's take it back down to us. How can we close out this fire season in a good way and prepare for more similar seasons? I'm going to talk about just three ways to align and balance fire element. The first is to start recognizing it as an elemental being, a being dancing in both the outer and inner ecology, to just acknowledge it like you would a friend. So this might look like saying hello to fire in all their outer forms, actual literal fire, right? But also the sun, light, day, the metamorphosis of photosynthesis, the metabolism of compost. You can also say hello to fire in all their inner forms through creativity, your own insight, passion, irritability, anger, and digestion of all things internally, which might be emotions, ideas, or information you're learning, or again, actual physical food. So that's part one. Recognize fire in its inner and outer elemental forms. Number two is to consider places where fire is either absent and needing to be stoked, or where it's in overdrive. Like, what do the polarities or the extremes of fire look like in your system? And they're going to be different for everyone, and maybe different at different seasons in your life. We'll start with fire deficiency. So if there's not enough fire in your system, it can look like stuckness, stagnation, feeling dull, feeling sluggish, feeling resigned, or having a lack of inspiration. Think of stoking the fire the way you would actually start a fire from sparks or stoke a fire from embers. It either needs right-sized fuel, right? You don't just put a giant log on the spark, just enough oxygen. You're not going to blow too hard or you'll blow the whole thing out. And it needs the actual spark itself. So you might add fuel to the body with easy-to-digest root vegetables, or to your mind with learning something new. Add oxygen with physical movement or making space by decluttering, or a little more space between your meals. Add the actual spark with small, not too zealous expressions of creativity, or by doing something spontaneous or silly, so you can practice nurturing the flame. Maybe you're on the other side of the spectrum where your fire's in overdrive, and this might look like inflammation, heartburn, rashes, reactive aggression, or overextending oneself to the point, like I just did, to the point of illness or burnout. To bring into balance, consider how you might rein in or channel an actual fire. You might dig a trench around it or put a ring of stones around it like a campfire. This is the presence of some earth element, which can look like slowing down or staying put, or channeling, directing fire's erratic nature by leaning back on routines, right? That's a kind of structure around the flow of that energy that contains it a bit. Or it might need a little bit of cooling or dowsing with the water element, such as cooling foods, doing things with a little less intensity, or opting out of that argument you know you could win. Right? So cooling, soothing, some of the real kind of instinctual parts of summer, right? Of fire season, eating watermelon and cucumbers and swimming in cool water. Lastly, I'll invite us to consider where fire is just doing its part in the ecology, right? So this is the third piece. Where is fire just doing its part in the ecology and needing to be witnessed and honored as it plays out its cycle? This is primarily for you if you are going through something really challenging or intense that's on its own trajectory, you just can't seem to adjust. Is it possible to take a wider perspective that metabolism is happening, that digestion, metamorphosis, or transformation of some kind is in its process? And if you can't appreciate it, can you at least witness that this is the movement of fire that will eventually inevitably morph into something else? Transformation is the work of fire via the shifting from one state to another state through heat, friction, effort, as mystics would say, ritual, or as the yogis would say, tapas. Digestion and metabolism is the ability to extract potential energy into a usable form and eliminate what is not usable. So if you can, if you're going through this, you know, crucible time, notice the impulse to escape from whatever is surfacing. And if you can, stay with it. What is it like to sit in the fire of emotions that feel almost intolerable? What is it like to sit in the fire of truths that we'd rather not face? And take your time with this. It's not a pain tolerance contest. It's okay to not lean in as hard as you can all the time. It's okay to come in and out. It's okay to ask for help through it. And heck, maybe find little things to enjoy along the way. Fire's fierce, but it's also beautiful. Lastly, I'll leave us with a little note from traditional Chinese medicine. Again, this is not my primary modality. I'm mostly a fangirl. So go deeper with a practitioner if this speaks to you. But one piece of traditional Chinese medicine that has really stuck with me is that this late August time is considered a whole separate fifth season, distinct from summer and fall. In this framework, the elemental ruler has already shifted from fire to earth, which is indicated by that energetic pull downward, the preliminary impulses of fall, to nurture, ground, settle, move towards simplicity, and yes, even still in this season, digestion of all we've been experiencing and processing and outputting and inputting over these last few months. I often feel like this season has the felt sense of like a wave coming to shore, where the top, you know, portion of water is still moving at that pace of summer, but the undercurrent is catching the friction of, you know, sand of the shore coming towards it. It's slowing down. So there's sort of this cresting and crashing of that momentum of the summer's energy as it's starting to meet that slower, more grounded place. In this way, getting sick right now feels, if not pleasant, still just about right, especially since Mercury's retrograding, which is a good time to just chill and not force anything forward. I'm home and sleeping and self-tending and catching up. I watched 3 movies in 2 days, cleaned out my email inbox, and took a bath. By clear and simple necessity, I'm canceling things and postponing things and just having to say no. Of course, ideally, it doesn't take getting sick to build in this kind of time, but whatever. This switch is still human. So what's up with your relationship to fire this season? Is there anything you feel inspired to shift, do, or not do to bring a little more balance to that dynamic? Please let me know in the comments. I would love to hear. In the meanwhile, I'm wishing you and yours many late summer and early autumn blessings. Peace, y'all.
You've been listening to Priestess of Ordinary Things, a podcast for spiritual misfits, modern mystics, and folks of all genders tasked with tending the sacred in everyday life. If you're a spiritual misfit who feels lost, stuck, or hungry for connection and wanting more resources for being more grounded in your relationship to your body and to the earth, go to my website at www.katefontana.com/earth-magic and get the free gift I created just for you. It's called Earth Magic, 3 Simple Celebrations of Spiritual Nourishment. Also, make sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss an episode. And if there's something you heard here that was meaningful to you, please let me know in the comments. I read all of them, and it really helps me know that I'm speaking to real people and not just out into empty space. Lastly, if there's someone in your life you think could benefit from what you heard here, I'd be so grateful if you'd share it with them. You belong here. Don't give up. May we dance through these times awake and together.